Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
By all indications, if you believe analysts, reporters, and a lot of people, the Lions did pretty damn well. But, you know, as far as grading drafts, we're not sure. You know, you really can't grade a draft until after 3 years, probably. Mm-hmm. And the man who engineered his first draft as a general manager in the National Football League joins us now, and he's Brad Holmes. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. You have a good night's sleep either Sunday night or Monday night, getting everything done?
I would say it's much better sleep than the previous 2 months. I'll say that. So, yes. The answer to that would be yes.
The one question I wanted to ask before we get into the guys you selected is just something that I've never been privy of being in. I don't think John has, even though he was a player. And we all hear the war room and our board. We have this player. So without giving any names, because I don't think you would, how is your board set up? Do you, like, sit there and say, all right, let's say Trevor Lawrence, the number one player, we'll give him, like, a grade of 99, and then the next guy we give it 97 and 90, and it goes all the way down, and you just basically say, all right, next on my list, oh, here's 79, we're going to take him because everybody else is gone. How does it work like that, or how does the board get set up?
Yeah, it's a good question, because actually it's actually not – from the surface, it'll look like a traditional, like what you'd say, quote-unquote draft board, and every player is ranked, you know, by, you know, this value, like from the top down to bottom. But, you know, what we do is we actually just put them in kind of what we call pods, and, you know, kind of and it kind of gives you some flexibility in terms of you can operate it and utilize it as in terms of if you have to make an adjustment here and there. But once you guys, once we do a very significant sorting process, and we kind of just get them in pods, or like often I would call buckets. And when the players are in those buckets or in those pods, then you can kind of say, okay, they're so close in terms of value. Now you can kind of go after you've gathered all the information from the outside and everybody's opinions and everything and all the data, then now you can kind of just go with your gut and say, okay, well, you know, I think this guy might fit just a tad bit better, or, you know, there's a little bit more of a hunch on this guy for this certain reason. So once you get him in that close proximity, then it makes it pretty easy.
Penei Sewell, obviously, in that first pod, when he fell to you guys at 7, how active was that room? And in regards to the, I'm sure the phone started to ring. You didn't take long to make the pick. How active were those first those few minutes when you guys were on the clock?
You know what? We did get some dialogue from other teams, but you know, when he fell, I just said, you know what? You know, I'm just gonna go ahead and just pick in and do it immediately. I found out afterwards I was kind of in violation because I kind of did it a little bit too early, but I just couldn't really hold back the excitement that yes. that we had to give him. But to land up a cornerstone foundational piece like him, and, you know, the more talent level is easy to see, but the more and more you got to know the human being. He's just a great kid that comes from a great family, and he's just such a fit for we know what our culture is here, and, you know, just couldn't be more excited. But it pretty much was an eruption of excitement.
The next two picks going defensive line, defensive tackle, back-to-back. Kind of surprised some people, but I guess as the guy who comes on after us, Doug Carson, likes to say, double tap. You can never have enough defensive linemen. And when you saw what the running games did to the Lions' defensive line over the last couple of years, did it leave you with no choice to just go with the best guys there at that position?
Yeah, and, you know, starting with Levi, he was just a guy that, you know, we had coveted, you know, from the very start. And actually, you know, probably not surprised for other teams that he was there. You know, we were a little. We were not, I can't say surprised, but we were concerned if he was actually going to last down there. But, you know, I know he kind of fell victim a little bit with some unfortunate things in the spring in terms of wasn't able to complete his pro day or his senior bowl, and then on top of the opt-out. So that may have helped him actually slide down a little bit. But, you know, what you just said is that where we were at defensively last year and how important that position is within Aaron Glenn's system that we're doing now, I thought it just made sense, but at the same time, it seems like people wanted us to go wide receiver over the defensive line, but I thought it was just too much of an important position. And Aleem as well, just two very talented core pieces that we'll add, and we'll just see how quickly they develop and are able to contribute.
I guess everybody wanted the wide receivers. We just think we're Aaron Rodgers, I guess, you know?
Well, you know, we ended up getting one, so yes. You know, I think that worked out.
And Brad, I think the narrative when you watch and you just look on paper and you say, okay, offensive line, defensive line, defensive line. You know, the first three picks were bigs. Is it fair to say that you're building this team from the inside out, or is that just the players that were available at the time? They were just the highest in the pods that you had.
Yeah, those are just the players that we thought were the best fits and, you know, the ones that we were most excited about. You know, we didn't, like I've said it before, we don't try to anchor ourselves. And, you know, everybody has that general philosophy. You got to build from the inside out, or you got to build from the – I mean, look, if there was a foundational piece as a corner that's like, man, you got to have this, and then it would have been him. Or it would – I mean – that's just it. So we don't really try to put ourselves, you know, pigeonhole ourselves, you know, in a corner or anchor ourselves, as I say often. So Panay, Levi, Aleem, they just happen to be the players that just made the most sense for us at the time.
Brad Holmes, the general manager of the Lions, joins us here on the Stoney and Jansen program. I'm just curious, do you guys look at all the mock drafts, the Kuipers, the McShays, people, even dopes like me who do three of them? Do you even look at them and laugh? And how close are they?
We do look at them because, again, I've always been a fan of of information and data, and never been one to turn away from that or look away from it. So that is information. That is another piece of data or resource that you can look at and see, like, okay, what is, because the reality is that, you know, they're not just making it up. So, you know, the people that are coming out with the mocks, you know, there's often that is coming from other pieces of information. So I think it is, there is some relevancy to, you know, take a look at it and see, you know, if there are some trends.
You signed, obviously, what is it, 13 undrafted free agents. I think three of those were wide receivers. You went with one wide receiver in the draft with Amon-Ra St. Brown. How much activity do you feel there will be between now and the start of camp? And are you looking to continue to add to that wide receiver room?
Yeah, we're always going to look to add, and it doesn't just stop with just wide receiver. You know, every single position that we can look to upgrade, to add more depth, add more competition at the end of the day, we definitely will. But Amon-Ra was huge for us. He was a guy that, you know, highly was coveted, high floor, high intangibles. He worked so hard. He's everything that we're about from a culture standpoint, regardless of position. He's tough. He's got grit, passionate of football. So, and I think it'll be pretty cool with his brother in the division. But he was one that we thought, you know, wasn't sure if he was going to make it there when we got, but so very, very excited he was. And then we're excited about the guys that we added, you know, in undrafted free agency. So hopefully they'll come in and compete, and we'll see what happens.
How tough is it going to be for you, a competitive guy, to, you know, be the engineer during the season of, you know, it's a rebuild, even though you don't want to call it that per name, but and it's not like baseball, which takes 5-6 years or something that, you know, the Pistons are going through right now. But you kind of know going in, we're probably not going to win the first year. How tough is that, and how important for you is it for you to realize that's okay? We'll get better draft capital. Our young players will develop. How tough is that going to be for a competitive person?
Yeah, and I like the way you frame that, because I like the way you frame that question, because Dan and I are very competitive, and so for that reason, it really doesn't make it tough, because we're not going into it with a mindset as, you know, well, we know we're not going to be this year, or, you know, it's just going to be tough. Like, we just think positive. You know, we have optimism about, you know, what our plan is, what our vision is, and we're just trying to do the best job that we can and add the best players and, you know, try to make sure that we find players that fit Dan's philosophy and his vision, and that's what we're just trying to do. We're just trying to be as competitive as possible and not trying to put any anchors or timetables on it or anything like that. We're just trying to do it the right way, and really that's all we can do.
It's been a little over 3 months now that you've been on the job. You've been working with Dan Campbell. He's been able to bring in his assistant coaches. How have you guys been able to build a relationship together so that you understand what Dan is looking for, he understands what you guys are looking for? Because a lot of decisions had to be made and will continue to be made all the way up until training camp.
Yeah, and that's been since the very start. You know, Dan and I's first conversation, I'd say even before we were officially announced as head coach and GM, it just immediately clicked that we were just on the same page. And it's been like that ever since. And it's a testament to just what our process has been. It's an extremely collaborative process. Dan and I meet on everything. There's not one person that can ask myself or Dan about something involving, you know, player acquisition or anything regarding the team that we're going to get a different answer, or that someone's going to get a different answer, because we're on the same page about everything. We're just kind of cut from the same cloth in that regards. We both are no ego guys, and we're all about what's the best thing for the Lions. So, and it's just been a very collaborative process, and that came from the very top, from Sheila. So, it's been pretty natural. So I think we're going to be in good shape going forward, and we're just going to just stick to our plan.
It seems like part of that plan is an identity, and the identity seems to be kind of like old school football, you know, trenches. That's where you want to build in. You know, obviously Mahomes and people like that has taken football to a different level. Would it be fair to say that you guys are going to go, you know, old school identity, smash mouth? This is where championships, for the most part, are won in the trenches and with defense.
Yeah, and I was actually got. It seems like that is often the narrative, and that's a theme. And I don't know if you call it old school, because I do think the players that we're acquiring fit the modern game. But it's just that they so happen to be tough. So, like, let's go to the most, I guess, the most coveted position that people wanted us to add is wide receiver. So when we drafted Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, you say, okay, tough. You know, yes, he is tough. And he's probably arguably one of the best blocking wide receivers in the NFL, but this dude's explosive. He's quick. You know, he makes big plays. He's run after the catch. You look at in a Lee McNeil, you know, it looks like he's just a tough, space-eating, two-down nose tackle. But no, he's quick. He's explosive. He's a natural athlete that didn't play defensive line until he got to college. He was a running back and a linebacker and a star baseball player. So all these guys that we've added, even all the way up to the top with Panay, who has just rare feet and explosiveness for his position where he has some prototype traits, you know, it just so happens that we're finding those guys that have those talented traits that fit the modern game, but they are tough. They do have grit. They have passion. They fit what Dan is looking for. So I think it's kind of cool how that all kind of came together, the players we acquired.
I just want to ask you one more before we let you go. Derek Barnes, you guys traded up to get him. I've got to imagine toughness is going to be a part of the answer, but what did you see in him? What does he add for you guys to go ahead and spend some of that draft capital to go up and pick Derek Barnes?
Yeah, so he was another one that it was a lot of buy-in for, and, you know, he was one that we just didn't want to lose out on, so wanted to make sure that we made the right moves to go up and secure him. But you're exactly right. Yeah, he is tough, and he brings passion. He's physical and all that, and he's very smart. He has elite, intangible character traits, but Barnes is fast, man. I mean, it goes back to kind of what we were just talking about. I mean, he's fast. He's explosive. He plays with his hair on fire. He's got long arms. He comes from a pass-rushing background, so he can play off the ball in the stack, and he can do some stuff as a rusher. So he's got versatility in that regard. So, again, he's another one that fits that. On the surface, it seems like, well, is this throwback, old-school smash mouth? Well, I mean, from an intangible standpoint, you know, you never look past tough football players, but these guys can play the game to today. And a guy like Barnes, man, we're thrilled to have because he can do a lot of different things for us.
He was worth giving up a fourth round for next year, though?
Yes, he was.
All right. Well, we enjoyed following the draft. Everybody has been pretty positive, but as you know, you never find out till these guys actually step on the field. Are you having any fun in your time here yet? Have you done anything cool since you've been a Detroiter?
You know what? I haven't had a lot time to do many things, but I will say the times that I've had a chance to actually explore downtown or when my wife has sent me out on some house hunting excursions, that's been pretty cool to kind of see the different areas and pockets of the city of Detroit. It's been impressive. It's been cool to see that the weather's been turning nice. Me coming from, you know, down south and out west, you know, usually used to warm weather when I first started. I had to get used to the single digit temps, but it's been pretty cool, you know, now that the stuff is blooming and the weather's turning, and I'm really excited about everything when I get a little bit more time to explore the city more.
Well, we appreciate your time. We appreciate the transparency that we haven't seen in a long time around here. I think that's very important for not just for us, but for the fans who really want to reach out. And a lot of the social media stuff you guys have been doing has been really, really good. And thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks for having us, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Brad Holmes, Lions general manager, powered by BetQL, Bet Smarter, and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.